In the beginning of Parshas Matos, you have the dinim of Nedarim and Shavuos. So it says in the pasuk, Zeh HaDov Asher Tziva Hashem. So Rashi quotes a comment, two comments from the Sifrei. The first comment is a lot to talk about. And the second comment, Zeh HaDover is a miut. Only like this, Zeh HaDover, Zeh HaDibur. If you go to a chacham, the chacham has to say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. If you go to the husband, or the father is meifei, he has to say, mufalach. Chacham shama b'loshen baal, baal shama b'loshen chacham. It's not valid. So Rashi quotes this from the Sifrei, and it sounds like it's a gzeris hakosim. Zeh HaDover, Zeh HaDibur. Has to be like this and not otherwise. If you say the wrong way, it's not chal. The Rambam quotes the din also, both in the Mishnah Torah as well as in the Pirush HaMishnah Sanhedrin, and he doesn't say it's a gzeris hakosav. He says logic dictates. So what's the logic? So he says the chacham is only matter the neder mikan lahaba. So he has to say mutalach mikan lahaba. But the baal zayka the neder meikaroi. He said that's why I have to say mufalach. So the Kesem Mishnah asked on the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah side of the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, and Rabbi Shlomo Eger on the side of the big Yeridaya asked the same kasha that the Kesem Mishnah asked on, I guess, on the Pirush HaMishnah. Didn't realize that the Kesem Mishnah asked the kasha on the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah, I don't know. So they both asked the same kasha. The din is just the opposite, that the Chochem is like an Ere Meikor, right? And the Baal is only made from the Kanal Haba, and the Rambam emphasizes just the opposite. It's wrong. The whole thing is wrong. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that it's not a steer. So he quoted the Gemara says in Shavuos, let's say I took a neda, I will not eat any of this sandwich. And I went ahead and I ate the whole sandwich. It's all gone already. Pisa, I ate the whole sandwich. And then I go to a bezin, I want the bezin to be matter the neder. And then is that when bezin is matter the neder, the oikar and neder meikor. That's a gemara in ksubas. There's a mission in ksubas. A man is mekadosh a woman. And she had nedarim. And later on, the bezin is matter the neder. He's married for a year, and bezin is matter the neder. So the Gemara says, since the bezin is matter the neder, meikar oikar, and then meikar, right? So it comes out that at the time that he was bekadosh hamanashe in alayach nedarim, it's considered like she never had the nedarim, oikar and then meikar, and the kedushin is chal. But let's say the woman took a neder, and she violated the neder, and then her husband is made for the neder afterwards, the baal is only made for mikadal haba, is not matter the mafreya. If the chacham is like a neder meikara, even though the person violated the neder, if bezin will be matter the neder, it will come out that it was mutter all along. So she's not going to get mal, even though they gave her hasra. But if the baal is made for the neder later on, or let's say the daughter took a neder and she violated the neder, and then the father's made for the neder later on, when he finds out he's made for the neder, he's only mufa mikana labba. So that's the kasha that they had. How can the Rambam give the hesber everything backwards? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the chacham oikar aneder meikara is because the chacham gives a psak. It's not like by the Catholics that you have a papal dispensation, that the bezin gives a dispensation. We hereby, with the power vested in us, as a bezin, we're matter the neder. No, the paskin, it was a neder betoyos, because the person took a neder. And then he has later a Pesach or a Harata. He says, the Ravid explains in the Hasagas on the Rambam, what is Harata all about? So let's say a fellow took a neder, and then a half year later he has Harata, that he ever took the neder. But he doesn't have Harata in Meikara. That's not called Harata. Harata means, let's say the person was in an angry mood, or he was in a depressed mood, or he was in an exhilarated mood, he was too happy. So he wasn't in a stable, he wasn't in a state of equilibrium. So he says, Ani ish acher, the Ravid says. It's a neder betoyos, because I took it, I was a little tipsy, I wasn't shikir shigil shikrus shaloi, that is a la bardas, but I was a little drunk, or I just said a shtikol Torah, and I was so happy, I was too excited, I was angry, I was sad. So that's why charata. Charata means I'm not the same person who took ani ish acher. I'm a different person. Pesach means it's a neder betoyos. I didn't realize let's say the mother-in-law is having a 100th birthday party, and I take a neder, I'm not going to go. Shvuah, I'm not going to go to the party. So the mother-in-law is furious, so she's going to cut me out of her will. She's going to hate me. So I didn't realize how much trouble I'm going to get into. If I would have realized, I would never have taken a neder. So the Chacham has the right to paskin that neder is a neder b'tos, because there's a Pesach, there's a Charata. If there's no Pesach, no Charata, there's no Hatoras Nedarim. There's one Pirush in the Rishonim who's Cholek on this, but absolutely nobody holds like that. The Gemara has Machlekes with the Poschim b'Charata, Arein Poschim b'Charata. So some of the Rishonim say, you don't even need a Charata. Ein Poschim b'Charata, you don't even need a Charata. The Bezdin could just say, Mutalach, Mutalach, just like this, for no good reason. We don't hold like that reason. I don't even think it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But we assume that Chochmah can only, Chochmah has to give a psak that the neder was a neder b'tois, either because of Pesach or Charata. A psak means it's nagei ledina. So if I took a neder, I'm not going to eat any bit of this sandwich. And then I ate up the whole sandwich. So there's no shayla mikana labo. So there's nothing to paskin a shayla about. Like the Gemara has hilchas ala b'shicha. The Gemara said, what are you paskinning halacha in Kotshim? We don't have a beis hamikdash to now. It's not relevant. You can't give a psak on something that's not relevant. If he ate half the sandwich and the other half is still here, then the Gemara says, there's room, there's a shayla. Am I allowed to eat the rest of the sandwich? So I come to the Bezdin and they say, oh, I have a Pesach Harot, it's a tois. Because it's a tois, it'll come out of Gloy Milsam Afreya. The psak has to be Mikanal Habo. The Bezdin has to give a psak Mikanal Habo. Otherwise, it's not a psak. If it's not relevant, it's not a psak. Once they give a psak Mikanal Habo, it's mutter for me to eat the other half of the sandwich. Then it'll turn out that even though they gave me Hasran the first half of the sandwich, I won't get Malkus because it was a neder b'tois. But when the Gemara said, let's say I took a shvua not to eat the sandwich, and then I violated the shvua b'shoigeg. So then the Gemara says in shvuas, and that's sugya, even though I ate up the whole sandwich, and there's nothing to discuss about eating the second half of the sandwich, but if a person violates the shvua b'shoigeg, so sometimes there's a din, you bring a chata sola b'yorit on shvuas bita. In Parsha V'ikra, it says, person, nefesh k'sisabe, rata b'sisam l'hor l'haytiv, and then he violated the Shur B'Shogi. He has to bring Achatos. So that's the Shalom Mikan Alaba. I took a neder, I took a Shavua, not to eat any of the sandwich. The sandwich is gone, nothing to discuss. But it is a Shalom Alaloche. Am I Mechuyib to bring the Achatos or not? So I am Mechuyib, but then I come to the Bezin. But the whole Shavua was in error. So they're going to pass come for me. I don't have to bring the Achatos. I don't have to bring the chatas because the shayla is relevant. Mikan al haba, I have to bring the chatas because we're neder b'tos because there's a pesach charota. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's the pshat in the two Rambams, not that the bezdin is only mata mikan al haba. That's why you have to say mutaloch and the chacham zoyk and the ikara, and therefore he has to say mufaloch. The din is just the reverse. He said the psak of the bezdin has to start off as a psak mikan al haba. You have to start Mikan al Habo. So you have to say Mutaloch Mikan al Habo, the Shavua, the Neder is no longer relevant. And then the reason why, because it was B'tois, and then it'll be Oikel HaMafreya. But the Baal, or the father, when they made for the Neder, this is, you have to learn Gemara to see if this is correct. There seems to be a Shtigl Gemara that contradicts this in the end of Nedarim. So Rav Soloveitchik assumed the Baal has to have a Kepeda. Let's say the wife took a neder not to eat potato chips. She's overweight, so she took a neder not to eat cooked, not potato chips. Then by the time the husband finds out about it, it's already 2 months later, and she lost some weight. So he says, good for you, but mikan al habo, I don't think you need any more. Mufaloch mutala, sir. So the Rashi thought that that's not a good hafor. He thought hafor has to be this kpedas habal or kpedas ha'av that the person ever took the neder or the shua. So you have to start off with the kepeda that the daughter or the wife ever took it. But it's the chacham is only, the bal is only made for mikan al habo, but the kepeda has to be mikor. That's how he interpreted that Rambam. So there's a major question. Years ago, there used to be Rabbi Emanuel Rachman. Was a very nice fellow. Ben on Machabah, a very nice guy, but he wasn't that learned. I think the story goes, he was a chaplain in the army before he got smicha. That's why he's much older than me. He's a generation way before. But they gave him smicha because he was nice enough to serve as a chaplain in the army. His father was Tamcha. He wasn't such a big Tamcha. He was a nice rabbi. So he, after at the end of his life, so he organized a bezin, and it was a scandalous situation. They would have a woman would come. She's not happily married. She had five children with her husband. And after having five children, she has charata that she ever married him. So mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. So there would be matter all the agunas. You don't need a get. It's kiddush tois. And he it's based on the Igris Moshe. The Moshe says a woman got married. Then she finds out the husband is a homosexual. So that's a kiddush tois. So the people, if you're married 5 years and you have five children, whatever, and then you realize that you fell in, it's a kiddush tois. So all the Rabbanim were very upset. The Rabbi Soloveitchik at that time got very angry, and he held the whole drasha attacking Rabbi Rachman. So the question is, but isn't that what Hatoras and Dorm is all about? You have a Pesach HaRaharot. If I would have realized 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that I'm going to get into trouble with this marriage, I would never have married her in the first place. So why is it by Nedarim it's good? And by Kiddushin you can't say like that. Tosis raises the question, let's say I buy a home in an area, and all the real estate is going up. Then after I buy the home, all of a sudden, all the real estate goes down. I say, if I would have realized that the real estate is going to go down, I would never have bought the home. I buy shares in a corporation. So the hope is it's going to go up. And instead of the stock going up, the stock goes down. So I say, if I would have known the stock is going to go down, I would never have bought it in the first place. So that's ridiculous. You can't say it like that. So Tosis raises that question. So Tosis says, whenever the two parties involved, Kiddushin, the two people involved, I get, you can't say, if I would have realized, I take a net, it's only neged to me. If it's a neged to another person, he knows what he is. He knows that he's a homosexual, and he married me. So I can't say later on it's a mekach tos. But Rav Soloveitchik said another reason. He said, there are different levels of das. So das hafloa isha, isha ki afli lina, that the nosa, the hazel Hashem. We call the Rambam's Mishnah, the Rambam called it Mishnah Torah. And in the history books, they write that the minigis, we don't call it by its correct name. There are three svarim that we don't call by the name because Klal Yisrael decided that the name is a little bit too chutzpahdik, a little too strong. So the Rambam calls Mishnah Torah. This is Mishnah Torah. And the Rambam writes, all you have to do is read Tanakh, read my book, and you know all there is to know. You don't have to read anything else. So we call it the Yad HaZok because they're Yud Dalet Svarim, they're 14 Svarim. So one of the Svarim is Sefer HaFloh, Hilchus Shvuos, and Ziris, Nedarim, Erchem, Acharam, and Hagdashis, all those Dinim. Ishu, Ishu, Kiafli, Rashi writes, Kiafli, Yifarish, Bisvosav, Parlei Balaz, Rashi writes in French, Parlei Balaz to speak. So Das HaFloh is a lower level of Das. Das Mecha Memka needs a higher level of Das. How do you see that? So Rav Soloveitchik said, you see it from the din of Mufla Samach Liish. There's a din a year before Bar Mitzvah, a year before Bas Mitzvah, if the Kotna the Ketana takes a nether, so it's binding. That's a Machlokes in the Gemara, with that din and Nida. Machlokes and Masachas Nida. In the end, where the Mufla Samach Liish is a din the Raisa, a din the Rabbanon, it's Machlokes the Ramam and the Rabbi had a Paschal Alocha. The Ramam, I think, writes a Mufla Samach is only the Rabbanon, the Rabbi holds that it's the Raisa. Machlokes in the Gemara. So, if it's deraisa, that's a clear-cut riot, that you don't need the same level of das. By Mekach HaMemka, Kotn, even a year before Bar Mitzvah, can't make kinyonim. He has a din, he Kotn Shegil, on the Saputas, he can make kinyonim with the Rabbanon, but Menatari can't. And by Nedarim HaShavuos, there's an opinion of Mufal HaSamach Lish is deraisa. Even if you hold the Mufal HaSamach Lish, a din the Rabbanon, but it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon, can't deraisa Tikkun. So the Maftar seen something in the dinim deraisa, they must have seen something in the dinim deraisa that indicates that das haflah is a lower level of das. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot of. This was a very recurrent theme in Rav Soloveitchik Shuram. Called the tikkun rabbanon came deraisa tikkun. He would take a gemara that's talking about a din rabbanon. He would show you what din there. Where do you see a chumash that there's such an idea? They printed a sefer in my honor last year because I was teaching here for 50 years or something like that. So, for my 80th birthday or something. Sure, I forgot already what the reason was. So I wrote a long essay there, Chavivin Divrei Sefer. The bulk of it is about this topic. I quote many examples from Rav Soloveitchik, a few of my own, but most of them are from Rav Soloveitchik. One or two from Abaron Soloveitchik, I think. about examples of called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kehen, there are very surprising dinim. Rabbi Chana Wasserman also has this in a strong way. Rabbi Chana has a major sefer on Yevamos that's called Kovetz Ha'aretz. You can't learn Yevamos without the Kovetz Ha'aretz. So he has a Gemara in Bava Basra at the end of the second paragraph. The Gemara is asking a certain din deraisa. The Gemara proves what the din deraisa used to be from the fact that there's a din derabbanan. Why did they make such a cockeyed din derabbanan? Must have been a din deraisa like X, Y, Z, and that's why this din derabbanan is came deraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik did that many times over, many, many cases. Rabbi Chanan asked questions, what's the came deraisa on this din? So Rav Soloveitchik worked on that. He didn't know Rabbi Chanan asked it. He asked the same question. He gave explanations. So from the fact, even if you hold that Mufla Somach Leish is only a din derabbanan, but it must be called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kehen Deraisa Tikkun. So it must be the Chachamim saw something in the Torah that indicates that Das HaVloah is a lower level of Das Rav. So they just said, yeah, the institution of HaTorahs Nedarim. You go to the Bez, and the Bez said, Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. That's called the Toys. And called the Targul is not called the Toys. I dated the girl 25 times. Then I married her. And then after 5 children, then I decided, she decides, that if I would have known that the mother-in-law is going to give me a hard time, I would never have married the girl. I would have known that she has a mean streak. I dated her 25 times. You have to make a decision. You can't date forever. He made a decision. That was a knowledgeable decision. So in Kol HaTarukula, that's not called the Tos. It's only called the Tos in the Dorim because Das HaFlo is a lower level of Das. It's easy come, easy go. Even a Mufalach Samlayish, some hold Min HaTorah can take such a neder. And since there wasn't such a strong Das in the first place, so it's easier to knock it off to declare that it's a neder b'tos. Masheni came by Mecca Chememka, you have to have a higher level of Das. So it's a stronger Das by Mecca Chememka. So there you don't say that Mufalach Samlayish can't do Mecca Chememka Min HaTorah. And you can't just knock it off by saying there's a Pesach or a Harata and you declare it as a neder b'tos. But then we have a din that by Git Mikidushin you have to have Eidus Lekimado. The Gemara learns that from a Pesach. By Mekech and Memke, you don't need Eidus Lekimado. What kind of a din is Eidus Lekimado? So that's a question the Mishnah Melech raises. Rab Chaim in a Sefer on the Rambam, and Hilchos Chalitza talks about it. I don't think he quotes the Mishnah Melech, but it's all based on the suffix that the Mishnah Melech raised. The din is that if the my brother was married and he died leaving no children, not from this wife, not from a previous wife, not from a girlfriend, didn't leave any children who are still alive. So I have to do Yibum. You have to do Yibum. So the din is that if you do Yibum, even if I didn't realize, I thought it was my wife. I didn't realize that this was the Yibum. So the Gemara says, Habal Yibimta, that's the Perakal Beim Shegig, Beim Mezeb, Beim Yernis, Beim Rotzen. That's it. She held a gun to me and she threatened to kill me unless I'll be bar leho. So I was bar leho. I didn't want to get killed. I didn't want to do yibum. I wanted to do chalitza, but the girl threatened to kill me, so I did yibum. So it was bal korcha for a big kedushin with michal bal korcha. But over here, the Mishnah says the habo yivinta be mshegir yemezir is kind. So Mishnah Melech has a suffix. Do you need edus lekiyum adover for yibum? Lamai said tzemachlekes a rishayim beferish. He didn't have all the rishayim. So in Shulchan Aruch. I think it's a machlokes the mechaber the Rama, where they need edus lekiyum adover by yibum, and there are two tshuvas of all places in the Binyan Zion. You would have thought that the yekis are very proper and very correct. So he has two tshuvas, one in the first volume, one in the second volume of the Binyan Zion, where a man died and his brother was supposed to do yibum. And but we don't allow Yibum as Manazeh, because we paskan like Abishol, you're only permitted to do Yibum if you're doing it Lishma. But if you're only doing the Yibum because she's very good looking, because she's very wealthy, because she's from a very prominent family, and I want to get into that Yichus, so then we paskan that that Nira Kibbal Kibbal Aishasach. Every time you do Yibum, there's an Isra Aishasach, but it's Mutter. So this Abishol holds, most of the Rishonim say Abishol is only a din derabbanan. So Abishol says, midirabbanan, it's only mutter if you're doing it lishma. If the only reason why you're doing the yibum is because of some side reason, not because of the mitzvah, then you're not allowed to do the yibum. So we don't trust anybody that they're doing. So we don't Ashkenazim. Don't this machlokes. The Gemara says at different stages in history the psak changed, the consensus changed. So the machlokes Taisvis and the Svardish Rishonim is, did it remain with Abishol or did they back out again a second time afterwards? So the Svardim hold that they backed out and we no longer paskan like Abishol. So by the Svardim, they still, years ago, they still used to practice Yibam. And the Ashkenazim, they never practice Yibam. So he has, so the Bnei Tzion has two tshuvas, different times, years apart from each other, all yekes, that the brother died leaving our children, and the surviving brother knows he's not supposed to do Yibam, but he was mezana with the sister-in-law. He always had a crush on his sister-in-law. She was married to his sister, his mother, so his brother, so what can he do? She was an Eshes Ish, but now the brother died, so he had an affair with her. So the shaila is, well, they need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar for Yibam. So that's the Mishlei HaMelech raised the shaila. What's the suffix? So the Mishlei HaMelech says, since you don't need Das by Yibam, so maybe there's no need for Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So Rab Chaim thinks that that Shita is a Rambam. There seem to be quite a few Arabs, Rambams that indicate that that's a Shita. Rab Chaim in the Sefer doesn't prove it, Rab Soldejic proved it. The whole vort of Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar is because Das, by Gittim and Kedushin, has to be a higher level of Das than Das by Mekach or Memkar. So in order that it should be a higher level of Das, you have to express the Das in public, in the presence of two kosher Eidim. It's like I'm advertising on international television that I have Das. So then Gittim and Kedushin is Chal. By Mekach or Memkar, you don't need Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar. So that seems to show that there's a third level of Das. The lowest level of Das is Das HaFlor. And the next level of Das is Das Mekach HaMemkar. And Gitmi Kedushin, these Eidus Lekiyum HaDavar, that seems to require a higher level of Das. So then, there are two places where the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. There's a Mishnah in Erechin, where the Mishnah in Erechin says, let's say Bezdin forced a person to give a get. Sometimes the husband is being mean to his wife. Let's say a husband is not supporting the wife. What time do you have to leave? A quarter to? You have shiur today, whatever.
We have, I think most people start shiur later, if we have shiur, like 1 o'clock.
Okay, so I'll try to be brief. So the Mishnah in Erechin has, sometimes Bezdin is kai for the husband to give his wife a get. Let's say he's not supporting the wife, and he's not living with the wife, he's living somewhere else. He's just holding a hostage. So Bezdin will beat the hell out of him until he gives a get. And if he doesn't want to, Makanosa Chatei Nafsho. And then when he finally agrees that he's going to give the get, so he has to say Rotzani, he has to say something more than what they pressured him to say. If he just says, okay, don't kill me, I'm giving the get, that's no good. He has to say, I was going to give the get anyway. If he blurts out something more than what they forced him to say, that's called Rotzani. He has to say something extra. So the Rambam quotes that in. The Gemara in Erechin, they wrote Zani, Makanos Hashem, they wrote Zani. But the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus quotes a din, let's say a girl comes with a shotgun to her boyfriend and she says, you marry me or I'm going to kill you. So he says, okay, don't kill me. And he gives her a ring, a present to it, and says, Ariyam Kodesh, don't kill me. So then the Rambam, the din is the reverse. If a boy threatens to kill a girl, unless she agrees to marry him, so she doesn't want to be killed, so he's mekadoshur against her wishes. So the Rambam quotes the Gemara that minatoyra, the kiddushin is chal, like tolyu b'zavin zvina zvina, it's chal minatoyra. But the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, I think it's in cheskat batim, who also shaloi kohagen, also ima shaloi kohagen, since he did something highly improper to threaten to kill the girl. So that's why we say we're mafkir. That's one of the very few cases where we say afkir rabbani kedushin minei. So the Rambam quotes from the Goyim in Hilchos Ishus, that's only if the boy threatened to kill the girl. What if it would be the reverse? The girl threatens to kill a boy unless he's mekadoshar. So the boy always has the prayer related to get rid of it, to give her a get. So you don't have to do afkir rabbani kedushin minei. You only have to do afkir if the boy forced the girl to marry him. Then the girl is stuck for life. But if the girl forced the boy to marry her, give her a get. If you're afraid he's going to kill, so you can't do anything. Can't do anything anyway. So the Rambam says over there in that case, the Kedushin is Chal, and there's no Avkinu. So the Ravid is Masig on the Ram. He forgot to say that it's only valid if when the girl threatened to kill the boy, he said, Roitzani. If he doesn't say Roitzani, so it's Tolyu, Bezab is only good if you say Roitzani. Then the Ramam and Hilchas Mechira has the din of Tolyu Bezavin, that if they threaten to kill me unless I sell, I have Rembrandts, I have paintings in the house, not for sale. I have manuscripts, I have valuable things. So someone comes and he says, I want to buy that Rembrandt for $20 million. It's worth $20 million. He's offering the correct amount. I say, it's not for sale. So he says, I'm going to kill you if you don't sell. So I say, okay, don't kill me. So the Gemara says, sometimes people sell their personal belongings. Let's say a person loses a fortune of money and he needs it. His business is not going well, so sometimes he sells the personal belongings, even though it's not for sale. So over here, since they threatened to kill him, so we say, Tol Yubazavin Zvin Zvin. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam by Tol Yubazavin. He forgot to say Roitzani. It's only good if he say Roitzani. That's the Gemara in HaKoines. So the Ravid is Masig on the two Rambams. So Rav Soloveitchik said, B'Shem Rav Chaim, this is not in the Sefer. And it's interesting, Rav Shach has everything from A to Z, the whole part in his Sefer. He didn't hear it, B'Shem. He used to walk with Rav Elva Soloveitchik all the time. Rav Elva told him, always Divrei Torah. I remember the Rosh Yeshiva from Kerem Yavne, Rabbi Goldberg, Zichron Levracha. He always used to walk with Rav Elva. Rav Elva in his old age needed to, he had a heart condition, he had to walk for his health. So when he used to walk with Rabbi Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, he used to tell him his whole biography, his whole autobiography. And then every day he would walk and say, where did we leave off last time? Yeah, he would continue to tell. He told him stories. And when he would walk to Rabbi Lezer Shach, he would tell him Divrei Torah. So Rabbi Goldwicht asked Rabbi Dovel, I want you to tell me Divrei Torah. So he said, there's a Medrash Rabba on Shir HaShirim. I think Dvash V'cholav Tachas L'Sheinach on that Pasuk. You're only allowed to say Divrei Torah to someone who jumps from joy when he hears the Torah. It says, when I tell Rabbi Lezer Shach, he jumps out of his kelim. He gets so excited. That's why I tell him, you don't get so excited, so I just tell you my autobiography. So so Rav Shach doesn't quote this, that he heard the name of Rav Chaim. He has everything on his own. Everything Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shem Rav Chaim. Shach has on this topic, on the Roitzani. The Rambam holds that Roitzani is only needed by Get, because the Get needs a higher level of Das than Kiddushin. In a certain sense, both Get and Kiddushin is a higher level of Das than Mekir Chamemka, the Haraya, that you need Eidus Lekim Adov to be Mechazik the Das. That should be Das Alimta. But Das Gerushin is a higher level of Das than Das Kiddushin. So the Rambam holds you only need Roitzani by Get. Yeah, how does he get? What's the Hoichocha? So one Hoichocha was that the Rambam, you look in the first page, the second page in Hilchus Gerushin, the Rambam writes there are 10 dinim in Hilchus Gerushin, and every single din is based on a pasuk. He has one of the pesukim mentioned, he has to give the get out of his own free will. A get is a shtar. Every shtar needs yitenen lo midaita. So what does he need a pasuk by a get that yitenen lo midaita? All kinyanim have to be midas, kinyan shtar. So he says, you see from the Rambam that it's a special din, you need a higher level of das. So these are four different levels of das. There is a Gemara, I'll close with this maybe. There is a Gemara in, I think it's in the end of Kiddushin. The Gemara has a Machloikis Hatanoim. What do you, Rabbi Yudin Rabban, what do you learn from the Pasuk? It's a Pchor ben Asnoa Yakir. The father has no manis to say who is the Pchor. So the Gemara asks, what do you need a Pasuk? The father has no manis. It's Biodo. He can give, he's going to say, So we paskan Allah, the father has namanis. Let's say the father is 95 years old, he's about to die. He tells everybody, this one who looks like he's the youngest of all the children, he says he's the Pchor. How can he be the Pchor? The others have grandchildren already. How can he be the oldest? He said, the others, I'm not the father. They're all mamzerim. My wife had an affair with someone else. And the youngest child, who's clearly younger than the others, he's the real Pchor. So the Gemara says the father is Neman to say, B'ni Zeh Pchor, that he gets the Pishlam, even though it's Keneged the Muchzak, that doesn't look like it's true. Father's Neman said, that's a Machlok Zatan, I'm Rabbi Yudin Rabban, whether it's Neman or not, when it's Keneged HaChazok. So the Gemara says, if that's not what the Pasuk is telling you, what do you need a Pasuk just to say that he's the Pchor is entitled Pishlam? The father could have given him a Matana on the spot. He could have given him a matan, everything. So biyodo, whenever a person has control over the situation, he could bring about the result on his own. Then you don't need any chiddush that he has the manas. Whenever you biyodo, you have the manas. That's a tosefta like that. So the Gemara says maybe loitzuch, maybe the pasuk only says the father has the manas when it's not keneged a chazaka. It's biyodo litan lo b'matan. The Gemara says no. What's going to be? The father is 95 years old now, and he says that the youngest one is really the probably should get pishnayim. And then the father, after he said he's the pchor, later he wins a sweepstakes ticket, $100 billion. So the pchor gets double portion on that. So that was a double shalab b'li olam. When the father said yesterday that he's the oldest, he's the pchor, he didn't have that $100 billion yet. So that's the double shalab. So it wasn't the other. But if you're all like Rav Meir, that you can be makhdi even davishal b'aliyam, so it is biyada. So again, what do you need the pasuk yake yake v'ena lacherim? What do you need the pasuk for? The Gemara says loy tzricha b'nuchas mishanafel lo kishuhu goseis. He wins the Irish sweepstakes at $100 billion when he's already a goseis, holding by the end, and therefore what? So even though Rav Meir holds a davishal b'aliyam, you can be makhdi, but not if he's a goseis. Why not? So there's a major machlok sevishayin, and what does that mean? So Taisvis and the Rosh have a whole arichas there. A machlok is among the Balei HaTaisvis. So a lot of the Balei HaTaisvis were of the opinion that a goseis is considered one leg in and one leg out. What's the definition of a goseis? What's the definition of a goseis? So the Rambam has in Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Aleph and Aholos. It says a goseis kechay l'chol devar. A goseis is not mitame. Achetetze nafsham. So the Rambam says, but there are some dinim deraisa where goseis plays a role. So what is the definition of a goseis? So those of us who don't know Arabic, so we use the Hebrew translation of the Pirush HaMishnayos. So it says that Tahalich HaMavis has already set in. That's a chiddush. Mavis is a tahalich, it's a process. When the process of death has already set in, then it's called a goseis. When the process is finished, completed, then it's called a mace. So even though he's not mitame, but he has one leg in and one leg out, he can't be considered a bardas. So even if you're like Rav Meir, that you can't be makhna dovish lebolion, that's only if you'll be a bardas at the time that you want the chalois to be chal. But if I'm going to be a goses, then I couldn't have been makhna then, so I can't be makhna in advance either, regarding the rechasim shanafim lo kishuhu goses. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, that's wrong. He is a bardas. There's a peferish of tosefta. You have to know tosefta. Peferish of tosefta that a goises who takes a neder, the neder is binding. So he says, he is a bardas. So the Rosh answers, don't ask a kasha for that tosefta. Because since das hafla is a lower level of das baharaya, that there's a dinam of la samalish, so goises has enough das for that. But for mekka chamemka, for git ben kedushin, that's the shah. The man is a goises, and he says, quickly write a get and give it to my wife. I'm about to die. And he's bleeding to death. He's going to die now. So half of the Rishonim held that it's no good. That was a big machlokes. Half of them held, whenever you need real das mekel chamemka, das gitnei kiddushin, a goseis can't make kiddushin. A goseis can take nidor. So those were the four levels of das. Good.